Almost 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, thousands of people are still living in FEMA trailers in New Orleans. The city set a July 1 deadline for people to either leave their trailers or apply for an extension with a reason why they still need temporary shelter. Now the city is sending out inspectors to find out what's going on. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from New Orleans.
No one's sure how many people are still living in the more than 3,000 trailers left in the city, or how many of them are even occupied, or how many people live in each one. There's really only one way to find out.
Who is it? How you doing? Sorry to bother you. I'm here. I'm from the city of New Orleans. I'm here to do a livability assessment of the home.
Jacoby Johnson is one of the city's housing inspectors who spends his days in the stifling July heat knocking on doors. This time, it's Virgie Beverly's. Like many trailers still in the city, it's parked in front of the storm-damaged house she's trying to rebuild.
Quite a bit of work to do, huh?
Walking into her house, you have to step carefully. Pieces of drywall and doors and fixtures are piled in the kitchen. There's no stove, no toilet. But she hopes she'll be back in her house by the end of the month. The inspectors are beginning here in the Algiers neighborhood, which didn't flood. Then they'll work their way to the worst-hit areas. It could take months. Ed Horan is the City of New Orleans zoning administrator. He surveys the area as he navigates the car through the tiny streets.
The point is not to kick people out and make them homeless. The point is to get them back in their house, get them motivated to find a way to fix their house and get back home in their permanent house.
Most of all, the city wants to get rid of the trailers that aren't needed. Some people have already moved into their houses but haven't called FEMA to cart their old trailers away. Horan says that others use them as storage or even rent them out, which is illegal. Officials are also worried that if another hurricane strikes, the trailers could be blown around. FEMA has ordered New Orleans residents to vacate the temporary shelters by March. That may not be possible for everybody. Even almost 3 years later, people are still fighting insurance companies or the government. Unscrupulous contractors have targeted other people, and many residents are trapped within a sometimes overwhelmed bureaucracy. Or people just don't have enough money. Larry Tolliver is one of them.
I don't have no zinc, I have no stove, no nothing.
I take a look at your bathroom, how your plumbing's coming.
My bathroom is so not through with that either.
He says he's out of money and he's out of options. He has no idea when he will be able to get into his house.
Until I get the money, I really can't say.
What do you think you're going to do?
Hope, pray. I don't know, a long, wicked, mysterious way.
Prayer may not be enough for some people. But as he gets back into the car, zoning administrator Horan says they need to find a better option than a trailer.
If they didn't get money and they have no other way to fix the house, then maybe they need to contact some social service organization and find a better, more permanent way to live rather than in a trailer in front of a gutted house.
But just what those social services are and what people with no other options will do is unclear. City workers are trying to help the worst-off trailer residents, but even they don't know what's going to happen to those people. While temporary extensions are being granted now, those who don't move out when the city says could end up being fined $500 a day. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, New Orleans.